I missed the last Sunday, I was thinking about how gifted people we have in here or not. One of the witness or the testimony was last Sunday. Unexpectedly, I was stuck in the LAX. After I did a service for one of my friends who passed away unexpectedly in California, and I tried to get here on time and before the time, and then unexpectedly all the flight got canceled. And what should I do? And Sunday's coming, and I need to be here. And then I was wondering and pondering, because I did not expect these things would be happening to me. So out of the blue, and I went through the prayer, then Geyer, the name showed up in my mind. Yes, he's gifted it. So I decided to pull out my phone and call him. And I tried not to embarrass him, but he was in shower when I called him. So I called Peggy, the wife, beloved wife. So I called Peggy. Peggy, I'm in an emergency situation. I'm stuck in LAX. I am not able to get to the Schaumburg on time. Looks like there is a slight chance because there is one last flight coming back from California to here. But I've doubted that I'm not so sure I can make it or not, but just for in case, I needed to make sure that Dan Geyer will be ready for the service, just for in case. And then Peggy was such a wise woman. She said, thank you for letting us know. Surely it is an emergency, but I cannot make a decision for him, that kind of things. Other things that she can make, but the preaching is different. So she said, just hold on. He is just about coming out of the shower, and then I will wait for you to talk to him directly. So when he got out, and then we were on the phone together, Dan, I'm in emergency. Your gift is very needed right now. I would like to fill it in, but as much as I can, but physically I am not available. Would you be willing to use your gifts in church to do service with awesome people, our Redeemer United Methodist Church? He thinks a little while. He said, sure. Awesome. And then through the experience last week I went through, I spotted so many giftedness of the church. And before, I felt like I needed to be in church all the time. I have to do all the stuff. Soon I came into the church today. It was just snowing, right? And I tried to pull out the salt and clear the pathway for the people to come in comfortably. And I tried to make sure that office is ready for the service. Copier is on. I didn't know that our two copiers are broken, but without knowing, I just turned it on because I wanted to make sure that our Christian education people will be able to use a copier. But I didn't check, but it's broken, so no one can make a copy in this morning. And also, I unlocked all the doors, and I tried to make sure that I am wired well, and I have enough battery for my wireless mic. And I was juggling with a lot of things, and then when I landed in my office, I realized that, why do I need to do all those things, which are not my gift? And we have amazing gifted people in here. Sonny, you experienced this amazing giftedness of the people last Sunday. From a physical distance you made, God made it for you to realize. I would repent it in my office. After that is, all right, it is your church. I will focus on one thing in this morning. And then I realized it more and more. We have so many gifted people in here. Believe it or not, we do. Acknowledge it or not, we do. Sometimes we are so reliant on one particular person, since that person did it at all the things, or since the person does the things voluntarily, naturally. We just assume that I am not gifted in a certain area because that person is doing. That is not right. That was the lesson I learned from last week. We have amazing gifted people. By the way, I really do appreciate of the Dan Geyer's preaching skill and a public skill and the giftedness of caring of the congregation through the sharing of the message. I do give the glory to God for that. And also worship team, and I was wondering how it can be coordinated, all of it. Without me, this church will be fine. Without me, because of all the giftedness, people can step up. Sometimes I feel like in this morning I realized that I can be a stumble block for you to be blessed with your giftedness. Because I just do it. Sometimes just doing it by myself is easier than asking someone to do it or help asking people to step up. Because that is the easy way, don't you think? You mother, you know that how you are training your kids, right? And it is much easier for you to just do the homework for them and just do all the things for them, right? You know, sometimes we need to be patient and step back a little bit. And through the experience and through the theme and I coordinated for the whole church, how we do the church together for the first half of this year, we said that doing church does not mean that one person does 100 things. Doing church together as a team means 100 people do one thing. What are you good at is the things that you can do. And also, we do not need to force other people to do the same thing what I'm doing. Because each one of us has a different gift. If you are able, please open your Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we just read a verse 1, but we're going to be reading verse 4 through 11. It listed the different types of the gift, spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts, 9 spiritual gifts are listed. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 through 11. And this gift bear the 9 fruits of the ministry. The fruit of this giftedness is this: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those are the 9 spiritual fruit out of the gift we're going to talk about it. And the 9 gifts listed from the verse 4 through 11 of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. While we are reading this passage together, think of the gifts you have. Or just try to identify the gift you have received from God. I do believe that all of us who's been identified with Christ as a children of God have a gift. But simply we have not explored or discovered this giftedness yet for some reason. Verse 4 through 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to be reading responsibly. And if you are able, could you please stand at the mic whenever congregation read? Oh, you have a different Bible? Okay. All right. Then it's I will try my best. All right. And verse 4 through 11, I'm going to be reading it first verse, and you're going to be reading it next one. Verse 4. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit.
There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord.
There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men.
Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good.
To one, there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit.
To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit.
To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And still, and to still another, the interpretation of the tongue. Everyone has a different gifts. Some people are gifted in a certain things that some people are not. You and I needed to really realize what is a gift God given me. You and I needed to discover this in the process of living life together. While I was thinking about different giftedness, and since several people just came from the cruise or in the congregation, I thought about cruise. In the cruise ship, just a handful of people are working very hard, right? And I know that it's all of the people are got on board, and about 400 people just laying down and toasting their body under the sun, swimming, and there are several handy people and serving people. They got busy and to serve, make sure that you feel comfortable and you're gonna be well fed, your need is met, all the music in the ballroom is right for you so you can enjoy the cruise. And another thing, while I was thinking about cruise ship, I thought about battleship too. When we are in a battleship, everyone in there has a mission. They are moving forward together in one spirit, one mission. And the captain is clearly connected with the high authority what mission needed to be accomplished. Regardless of the rank in their boat, everyone got their job and they are good at it. They are being trained and purposely they are on the ship. Cruise ship. How are we doing? Think about yourself in a cruise ship and a battleship. When you got on the cruise ship, you are so relaxed. You have no reason to use your power or gift. You can get up at any time you want. You can eat any time you want. And you can do whatever you want. And whenever you are out of your cabin, the servant came in and then all of a sudden the bed is medically made. Right? But battleship, think about it. You are the one needed to really act upon what you are being called for. And bring this cruise ship mode and a battleship mode into the church. Church, yes, we are the same persons of God with the many gifts. If we feel the church needed to be a cruise ship, the comment coming out of our mouth is, how comfortable this worship is for me. What is in it for me? What kind of music is that I'm not feel comfortable with it? How about other areas? Cruise ship. I need to be fed. Feed me. Me, me, me. That is the conversation of the cruise ship mode. Church, oftentimes, for the sake of inclusiveness and welcoming, we are getting into the cruise ship mode. The purpose of being church together, especially coming together in church on Sunday, is not about you. It is not about me. It is about our God. We are gathered together to worship our God. That is the ultimate purpose of that. But when we come to church, how comfortable is this church service is? How comfortable the music is? How comfortable people are talking about certain issue? Soon I feel not comfortable. This church is not the right church. And move on. Are we in a cruise ship mode when we come to church to worship our God? If you and I are serious about it, worshiping God and coming together as a community of a faith with a different gift, you and I should not sit on the giftedness God given to you and me in this place. Before someone is calling you, recognize you, you are the one needed to recognize it and stand up for Christ with the giftedness you do have. As the pastor of the church, I try to identify, discover the giftedness of the people one by one in here. But it takes a while. But you know who you are. When we are in a battleship, again, everyone is counted. Every single gifted is counted. As we read that the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it listed nine gifts, nine spiritual gifts. Why Paul needed to list it these nine different gifts? Because of the church in Corinth, that they were fighting over who is superior or not. They were kind of competing each other. I am better than you. You are not doing the things what I'm doing. You better to do it what I'm doing. People are pushing each other. And then Paul is giving this gift. Everyone functions differently with a different gift. But it is from the one spirit. Respect each other. Edifying each other. That is one of the reasons Paul listed these nine different giftedness in ministry. If we categorize these nine different gifts into three, and the first one is office gift. Office gift, this is coming from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8 through 11 and then 13. It talks about equipping. Office gift, it is an equipping gift. Some people are so good at equipping others, teaching others, guiding other people. That is a special gift. Some are, especially the people in a Christian education, they are so gifted in teaching and guiding, young to old. Probably you needed to be part of it to be equipped. Equipment is mending. Fixing, and according to the Mark chapter 1 verse 19, mending is equipping. After you did it, you went out to the fishing and catch the fish, and the net needed to be fixed and clean it up. That is called mending. You and I come to church every Sunday to mend it ourselves, equip ourselves, clean ourselves, so we can go out to the sea and the community to catch the fish for Christ. Catch the people, the soul for Christ. You and I needed to be equipped continuously. And then another gift that we can name it in here in a category, it is a serving gift. Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8, it talks about serving gift. Do you remember the Mary and Martha gift? They compare each other. We always say that Mary is the better than Martha. Some people say, no, Martha is better than Mary. Which one is better? Both. Both are needed. Without having someone to work in the kitchen, do you think that we're going to have a good smelled coffee, fresh coffee this morning, right after church? No. Someone needed to do that, and if someone is so gifted in that. For those people who are gifted in a certain area and doing the things what God intended to do them to do. It is not a work. Church is not a workplace, but it is a ministry place. If you are truly gifted in a certain area and you have a passion, from a distance, some people say, you are stupid to put your hours like that. You have a full-time job during the week. Why do you go to church on Sunday to work and work and work? If you are truly called into that ministry, it is not a work. Yes, physically you are investing your time and energy into it, but you are getting joy out of it. You are getting a peace out of it. No one can that understand. Because that is call. That is call. Service gift. Another one is the charismatic gift. Speaking tongue, interpretation of tongues, and the miracles. Some people are so into this, and they decided to create their own denomination out of this gift. Which is fine. But this gift is one of the gifts from the Lord too. The one Spirit, one God, one Lord. We needed to respect this. Methodist Church believed that this charismatic gift also. We believe in a speaking tongue. interpretation of the tongue. But we do not know exactly how it works because a gift is a gift. God randomly gives this gift for the right reason, for the right ministry's sake. If we do not understand the certain gifts in our lives, just accept. Accept the reality that everyone has a gift. Some gifts is not understandable by me because I have no gift like that. We do have many gifts in this place. For doing church together as a team, God already installed the amazing giftedness in you, in this congregation. It is a time for you and me to explore and discover amazing giftedness you and I receive and use it for Christ's kingdom's sake together. In Christ's name, amen.